Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, June 2nd, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. This week, the 14 flight attendant presidents from each United AFA Council collectively signed a letter of endorsement for a yes vote on the strike fund. In it, they stated, "This is a defining moment in these negotiations. We must go to the negotiating table like never before. We must leave no doubt in management's mind that we are prepared to support our KR strikers. We are ready to apply the pressure that will force management to take us seriously and negotiate in good faith. Vote now to send a resounding, powerful message that we will not only reject their concessionary proposals, we back our negotiators and our proposals for an industry-leading contract." The full text of the letter is posted on unitedafa.org. The spirit of the July 4th holiday is at the heart of our contract fight for fairness. One of the best ways to celebrate the holiday is to exercise your right to vote, your right to take a stand, and your right to demand equality. Vote now and make it an action that you do with your fellow crew members or as part of your personal celebrations at home. The voter helpline will be available for assistance all weekend should you need to obtain your voting credentials. Call 1-800-624-3907, extension 546. If we are not able to answer your call because we're on with another voter, simply leave your name, file number, and domicile and return phone number, and we will get back to you right away. We are pleased to announce another six-month partnership program will be open for bid starting next week. The current partnership program ends on August 30th, and a new bid of partnerships will be open July 7th through the 28th with a new program start date of August 31st, 2010. Look for more information about the program in the schedule section of www.unitedafa.org. Yesterday, a historic rule change went into effect that finally provides democratic procedures to apply to union representation elections. Now, just like every other vote in the United States, those who participate in the vote decide the outcome by majority rule. Under the previous archaic practice, the NMB assigns no votes to workers who do not participate in the process. Yesterday, AFA-CWA asked the NMB to declare that the Delta Northwest merger has created a single transportation system, triggering a representation election. The former Northwest Airlines flight attendants are currently our AFA-CWA brothers and sisters. They have a contract with 60 years of bargaining history, and because they have AFA representation, they also have worker rights under the law. Delta flight attendants, on the other hand, are not represented, and they do not currently have rights or assurances on the job. We encourage all flight attendants working at Delta to vote for good jobs for flight attendants, good jobs that are backed by contracts and legal protections with representation by AFA. As we celebrate Independence Day this weekend in the United States, take a moment to remember that the freedom we celebrate comes at a cost of hard work and vigilance. This weekend, as always, be mindful of our role as safety professionals. Maintain situational awareness while on layover and onboard the aircraft, and remember to trust your instincts. As safety professionals, we are the first and last line of defense, and our eyes and ears should remain focused on our primary job of keeping ourselves, our flying partners, and the passengers in our care safe. Talk with each other, share your observations and concerns, report any abnormalities, follow security procedures at all times, and keep your attention focused on the situation at hand. Fly safe and take care of one another this weekend and always. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.